Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
Cures rickets, polio, conjunctivitis,
AIDS.
AIDS.
Let's just go hog wild.
Begin the car accident, you just use a little bit, you'll be fine.
Yeah, rub it on your car and yourself. It'll fix your car and your bones.
Try this special trick to get out of traffic tickets with Rick Simpson oil.
Rub it on the cop. He'll just go away.
The Weedsman Podcast. Every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, little weed, you know.
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman Podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer I smell on your boy.
What that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
Chris has got his headphones on Detroit style.
What's that mean?
Over the hood.
Oh. Is that, that's a style of wearing your headphones?
That's what I call it.
Here we go. Hello, business end.
The business
You find end. Your business?
Yep. And this mic, it's always the little logo.
Yes.
Come on. Why am I getting a beach ball? I fucking should be running super fast. Just douched my hard drive yesterday.
Nice.
Christopher Media 2014. That's a wrap. Grand External. We'll see you when we need you. For our 10th anniversary show.
94.7.
Everyone has a mustache for no apparent reason, even though we didn't have a mustache.
Right. It's like The Simpsons. Every time they look back, their history alters greatly.
Yeah, we were watching an episode the other day that... They had a 90s episode. Just completely ignoring the fact that they existed in the 90s. They're flashing. Marge was in college in the 90s.
Right. Oh. They already showed like Bart and Lisa in the 80s as like little kids, as like toddlers.
Computer, open Adobe.
Maybe.
I'm tired of wasting all this energy clicking, moving my fingers, and having to point at things. I can do it with my phone. Can I do it with my laptop yet?
I think we're at the point where you could yell that at your computer, but the response would be probably open up GarageBand and try and make a dope beat.
Yeah.
Hey, well, yeah, let's make sure we're loaded up. And
I'm loaded for bear over here.
Bears? According to the now departed Stephen Colbert, America's biggest threat.
He's not dead.
Yeah, bears. What the heck?
From Colbert Report, the Letterman-elect. Can we call him that?
He's not taking over his name either. You can have the Letterman show, but you can't change the name.
Nice.
You have to call it the David Letterman Show with Stephen Colbert.
Nice.
Sectors, you guys remember Sectors?
What? Huh?
No.
Man, fuck off with this song already.
Ha! But Aaron has to hit his inhaler, so.
First inhaler hit of 2015.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I wish. No, I was on...
First on-air inhaler hit of 2015.
I was on something on 4chan, just looking at random shit. I wasn't on random on 4chan.
It made him hit his inhaler. Shit's so nasty. Oh, my God.
Somebody brought up Sectors. And
spell this. Sectors, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, well, S-E-C-T-A-U-R-S. Look it up. Type that into your computer there, and it'll show you. This was a toy that I had forgotten that I had ever owned, and something that I was really into.
Nope.
They were all insect-based.
No fucking clue.
S-E-C, rather.
Oh, no, I see what they are.
Oh, okay. Well, show Rob. They are insect-based heroes. They kind of have like this insect-looking armor.
I had one of these.
And shit. You had one?
I had this one.
There you go. Yeah, those are the guys. You put your hand in it, mm-hmm. and you were the legs of the insect that they would ride. They would ride these, they would mount these flying insects.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, these vaguely look familiar. Like maybe some kids around the daycare were fucking... bringing these around
daycare,
the playground
this is like
or school or whatever.
Yeah, this is
This is some real shit, yo.
Yeah.
It's not fuck around baby toys. Stuff. Sectors, man. There's like a whole... There's comic books and cartoons.
I have a feeling... Distant Sectors. Like the 3 or 4 years between us, because of where it landed, is actually a pretty big 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, like well, you got to...
Toys moved rather quickly, especially in the 80s. There was a lot of fads.
Like if you think about it, like little kid for you... It's probably like what, like 75 to like 81, 82.
I was born in 75.
Yeah. Okay, so 76 to like 81, 82 was probably like little kid phase for you.
Sure.
You know, for me, it's like 80 to 86.
I was into action figures and all that, still at that age.
What I think is the period between 82 and 86. As far as toys went and pop culture went, it was a big fucking chasm. Like, think about pop culture in 82 and think about it in 86. You know, completely different things. And even when you were...
I'd bet this is 86.
Sectars.
Yeah. This is later 80s.
I remember it.
Rob's growling at us. I remember it.
It's not that big of a gap.
Yeah, and you could make the little wings flap.
Mm-hmm. I had this dude.
Oh, yeah. Who's that guy?
I don't know.
He'd push the little thing in his back and he would bite. It looks like a cross between a cockroach and an alligator.
I think that was his personal pet.
Okay, so do you remember...
Lord. You're right.
You weren't into comic books, though. So
1986.
Yeah, oh, hey, look at that.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Damn. So you didn't collect the Secret Wars figures that were out.
The who? The
Secret,
what?
Secret Wars?
Huh?
Rob, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Rob's laughing.
Spider-Man, yep. Kang, Punisher. Captain America, Iron Man in the red and yellow suit.
Yep. Those are classic toys.
They did a Punisher?
Yeah, I remember. It was
Black Spidey.
Secret Wars.
I had one of them.
Wasn't Black Spidey Venom?
Yeah, it became Venom, suit. That ridiculous suit. So... It came up on I listened to that Wait What podcast. Yeah, there you go. There's the figures. And they brought up something that made me look into it more. They said that the Secret Wars, the comic book series, was based on a toy line that only existed because that company had lost a deal with DC.
Really?
They were getting ready to make some like Batman and Superman figures, probably some Flash, and that deal fell through, and so they last minute signed something with Marvel, and then Marvel made a whole series. Right there, you go. There's the Black Spidey. Yeah. That's BA.
They have all of them right here. Like,
yeah.
Here's the Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine had he had the claws that you would snap on, but the series made no sense at all. Did you ever read the series that it was based on? And they're bringing that back too. That's going to be the big thing of 2015.
Really?
Is Secret Wars is coming back? I don't know if it's going to be Beyonder.
Yeah, is it a continuation of it? Like,
I don't know. Beyonder was such a villain of his age that
these ones, right? The superpower DC guys.
Yeah, see, I do remember them, but
okay,
I wasn't into them at the time. I just remember being really into Secret Wars, the series, the figures, and then looking back on it, it was like, wow, that was like a shit story that was just used to promote toys, and it totally worked. It totally worked.
Oh, yeah.
Even today, I kind of eyeball them when I go to like some of the bigger comic book stores that'll have collectibles there.
Hmm.
And they'll have, you know, you can pay like 15, 20 bucks, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. They were well made.
They had a Doctor Doom.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That one.
Nerd!
Yes.
Should we maybe do Bong? Should we maybe do Bong O'Clock? I feel like 30 is. I fear beer 30. I feel beer is already co-opted 30.
So what? No, but it's not at the top of the hour either. It's just about midway through, but not quite.
I think Bong O'Clock just sounds fun.
Bong 30 is going to be more accurate as far as where it falls.
Can I hear a xylophone?
On the clock.
Dun, dun, dun. It's Bong 30.
It's Bong 45.
Whoa.
It's bunk 15. That's cool. Sad to scratch my nuts. Sorry.
It's going to come after you like a spider monkey.
Yeah, I was like, okay, whatever, man. They give me bomb 45. It's cool.
Is there anything left? Should I even bother?
You should put more in it.
No. I mean, yes.
It's your turn.
I mean, yes, no. I am supremely high, though.
I feel really good.
Like, I mean, this is off the record, but holy fuck, I feel like I'm in outer space right now.
There you go. There's a reason it was voted the best new strain.
I want to try a dab of this. I mean, imagine...
The concentrate version?
Yeah, the concentrate
good
version.
God.
You want to dab some white fire?
Hey, Robin,
dab some white fire, son.
By the way, I think you were in the John or something. Rob has issued a Weedsman challenge. He wants to find the... he wants to go on Leafly and find the strain that has the sleep bar up the most.
Yep.
And smoke it during a podcast.
We'll have a marathon. Who can
and
fall
see
asleep?
How long it fucking lasts?
I'll just keep combating it with coffee. I mean,
no coffee.
No coffee?
Oh.
Juice.
It's going to be a boring ass show. That's all I can say.
It'll just be.
I bet you.
It's like 3 hours on the hard drive, but only an hour and a half of usable material.
We would all lose to the listeners.
Right.
They would all fall asleep way before any of us did.
They've only listened to half the podcast.
Yeah, you know, so we only have to do half a show that week.
Right.
I figure at this point, everybody will be passed out.
I've been watching Breaking Bad again, midway through season 3. Rob, you've seen all of the seasons, right?
Yep.
All right. You know, one thing that I've learned from watching that show is I will never ask Bryan Cranston to make me a sandwich. He makes some fucking shitty-ass sandwiches. I swear to God, so far...
This is what you've taken from Breaking Bad?
So far in season 3, I think he's... equal for the number of batches of meth that he's cooked up and the number of sandwiches that he's made.
What kind of sandwiches is he making?
A bunch of shitty ass... Who puts one slice of bologna, one slice of cheese, and a thin spread of mayo? And then puts mayo on both sides.
First of all, if you...
I would do
mayo on both sides.
He's a maniac.
But if you're putting mayo on your bologna sandwich,
you don't put
get
mayo,
the cheese off there.
You don't put mayo on the cheese side. You
no,
put,
never. Because
that's where the mustard
goes.
The
no.
That's where the mustard goes.
You don't
goes.
Put mayo on the same time bologna sandwich.
Yes, you do.
No.
Whoa.
Just mayo.
And
no cheese.
Anyway. And when he cuts the crust off...
What are you, 12?
Or
6?
I don't cut the crust off. I eat the crust.
Oh, yeah,
I'm talking
sure.
about how Walt makes sandwiches.
That's what I'm saying. It's some questioning Walt.
Why are we cutting the crust off? That's
because he doesn't like them, and his mom always did it for him.
He's usually making them from other... He's made for him and Jesse when they're out on a cook. For the guy that he has chained up in the basement that he doesn't want to kill.
That's right.
For his son.
What kind of bread does Walt prefer?
White.
White bread with the crust cut off.
Walter White.
Blue tinge.
And he takes like a half inch off. You end up with like this little square
that's
like maybe 2.5 inches.
He definitely eats with the idea of
shitty,
the card deck.
Shitty sandwich maker.
Yeah.
Other than that, the show's awesome.
Yeah.
One thing is that you can always tell when somebody involved in the writing is an actual weed smoker themselves. Because if not, they'll give themselves away. Like Jesse, remember the scene where his little brother, he goes home and his parents find his little brother's stash and blame it on Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, he goes like he's going to hand it off to him, but crumbles it up and stomps on it. He's like, it was skunk weed anyway.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
I understand if you're not into that, you'd think that skunk meant a bad thing, but it's a good thing, right?
Yeah,
skunk
usually
weed
if
is
it's
good.
Pretty, you know,
if it smells like a skunk, it's probably going to get you fucked up.
It's like one of them old school pot smokers. The stuff smells weird. Throw that away. Doesn't smell like ass crack or sweat.
Yeah,
ass
I got
crack and sweat.
It's skunk weed anyway.
There we go.
Aaron Paul just told you. He just dissed your weed.
Skunk weed anyway.
Or did he?
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
I couldn't not read the story when the headline is "Man Dies Train Surfing, Bursts into Flames."
Okay. Wow. Yes.
Okay.
Clickbait like, or not, I want to.
I had to know. 21-year-old actor dies after you catching fire.
Paper, man. You should throw what? A little grass right in the middle, man. Roll it up. Sign the joint, man. That's going to tell him.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
No, not that kind of fire, Slater.
Yeah.
21-year-old male model and actor has died one day after he reportedly caught fire while train surfing on top
of Metro Northern, Connecticut. Just keep reading. Where? Connecticut?
Should I wait or should I keep reading? He was in Connecticut. He was train surfing on the Metro North. His name's Brendan McClellan.
And you said what happened again?
He burst into flame while train surfing.
And he was what?
He's a male model.
How many times are we going to go around?
Model actor.
Which part?
Where is he going from?
His occupation.
Where's the train headed?
Actor and male model.
And he died by catching fire.
Well, he was caught fire train surfing.
By the other way, this is the first thing.
Damn, Hansel. I know, right? Riding in on that scooter like he's so cool.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Or like, doesn't.
Hold on,
like,
let me.
Squeeze me, but have you.
This is Zoolander. I think people who've seen this movie know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Spraying each other with gasoline.
Yeah, and then here comes the mental thing.
So you're telling me a male model is hospitalized.
He's dead.
Yeah, he died.
He's dead, Jim.
From catching on fire. And that's what I'm saying. And that's the first thing I think of. I'm like, really? Did this really happen? Or is somebody trying to float some story out there on the internet?
I think it's even odder that he did so while train surfing.
What the fuck is train surfing?
Jumping from one car to another.
Right.
Like on top? Like in the movies?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like what was that, Back to the Future, where they were fighting on the train?
Yeah, like
that
your, kind of like train Tom surfing? Cruise.
Exactly.
Like you're fucking...
Oh, so there's a line that delivers electricity to the trains.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran into that. Like there's a little arm that comes over and like charges it up. And delivers 12,500 volts of electricity.
Wow.
That it was so bad that shorted the electricity out in the train. Train stopped, found him on fire on top of the train.
Wow.
I believe he died in the hospital.
What a dumbass.
Train surfing. Like, okay, I know that.
Let's see, shock.
I know that.
Monkey.
We've seen, studies have shown that. Marijuana use in teens can cause developmental problems, but isn't it better than train surfing? Can we please get some of these kids hooked on pot?
A friend, that guy was drunk.
So,
oh, yeah.
What's
that? He was drunk.
We found out that guy was drunk and the tox screen comes back.
I think if he was smoking pot, he would not have tried to get on top of the train.
It's an idea you have while smoking pot.
It is not. No.
What?
You don't execute it, but you have the idea.
No.
I could come up with a bunch of ludicrous ideas right now. I'm not going to go out and try to do them.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I could sit here and come up with.
I guess he was known as being somewhat of a daredevil.
Okay, so this is.
Take what you will from that.
Darwin.
Yeah, just caught up and got to him.
Yeah,
that's the signal.
Was it to paraphrase George Carlin?
If he would have fell and broke his neck or got like cut in half, he probably would have been in less pain than frying to death.
To would paraphrase have thought that he would have. George Carlin, the kid who eats all the marbles, doesn't get to live, just eat any more marbles.
Right.
You know? Like.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for a little quiz?
No.
No.
Well, little, bring it on.
This one will be easy.
Blue.
Yeah.
White. No.
Yeah.
Third, my answers in advance. C.
Hey.
We'll do this one Family Feud style.
Oh.
You'll see if you can guess what the... Well, this is according to BrainJet.com. 12 things a stoner always has. Rob, do you want to go first?
Sure.
See if you can get a point. There's 12 things. Actually, in true stoner fashion, there are 13 things on this list. Can you name one of the 13 things out of the list of 12 things that a stoner always has readily on hand? Go, oh, Rob. You want to confer with the cat first? The cat's sleeping.
A nap!
Cat.
No.
Cat says lighter.
That's a good one, actually. That's right. Stash of lighters, to be exact. Ding, ding, ding.
Ooh,
all nice. Right, Rob, write down a point for yourself. We can keep track of this.
Okay.
Over to you, Chris.
All right.
What do you think? Out of the list of 13, we're down to 12. 12 things a stoner always has, according to BrainJet.com.
Papers.
Judges? Board. Judges, can we give them that one? No, I'm sorry.
Oh. What?
That does not actually list that as part of... does not list that. List some paraphernalia, but that is not amongst it.
Really? You're telling me papers.
Modern day... I have papers as a backup myself.
I have papers in my pocket right now.
Sure, but when's the last time you rolled a joint?
They gave them to me free at the dispensary.
When's the last time you rolled a joint?
Sunday.
You bought that joint.
No, I rolled a joint on Sunday.
Bullshit.
You were somewhere else.
That's yeah. right.
You were out.
No, he was there. Yeah. You were here.
Your
no,
girlfriend was... from Canada came over and rolled it. Okay. All right, so... 1-0. Back to you, Rob. You
yes.
Take another crack at it.
Is this, you were saying on him when he's mobile or just in general owns?
That's interesting. I think we're assuming that potheads are not mobile.
Okay.
So this, right, this seems more like owns. A home stash thing.
Okay. So we're going to say a grinder.
Grinder. Ding, ding, ding.
Nice.
There you go. 2 points for Rob. Back to Chris. Take another whack at it. What the fuck is this?
It's the fucking Nintendo Family Feud.
Oh, really?
Nice.
That was a lousy banjo sound.
Yeah.
Of course, eight it was bit, only, yeah. what, 8-bit?
There you go.
You can't just ding yourself right.
No, that's for Rob.
Give you a point.
That was
you have
me.
To provide an answer.
That was for Rob.
Nice.
I'll just hit this button every time he says my name and I'll get a point.
Right.
Come on, take another crack at it. What do you think?
Sonar always has on them.
I already said
Sonar always has. Readily, but not necessarily on them. Doesn't have to be in their pockets.
We said lighter and what else?
Grinder.
These are not pocket items. These are like in your box. Think of like what we have in our stash box.
These are items?
These are items you would have at home.
Items or things.
Pot!
Hey, give the man a prize.
Got 1 point?
Yeah, that nice. Was the most obvious one. Actually having drugs to share.
Nice.
Or smoke themselves. Rob?
I'm going to go with pipe cleaner.
Nope.
Eh.
Wrong. We'll go, we'll go one more round. If you guys can't come up with the right answer, I'll give you them.
I got one red X already.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 12 things.
There are 12 things.
And we've named 3 of them.
We've named 3 of the 13.
3 of the 13. So we're quarter of the way there. We're 25%
wait, there. Wait, you said, no, wait. Grinder, right? Was
yeah.
said?
Mm-hmm. I said grinder.
You said pot.
Yeah.
Lighters.
Lighters.
Those are the 3. Now it's okay. What else?
Well, you gave an answer, so we got to knock paraphernalia off that list. Because when I said papers, you said paraphernalia.
I just use that as a general term. So a lot of these things could be categorized as paraphernalia. I'm just saying that papers was not amongst the paraphernalia answers.
A pipe.
A pipe. That's right. Pipes, bongs, bowls, all given us the same answer.
Hmm. All right. Bong, really? Always? Or it's just with pipes?
It's just, you know, whatever your preference is. But it was interesting that papers were not amongst the...
that's weird. Who would think?
Cones, it's kind of a backup paper thing for me. Yeah. It's not a usual thing.
Right.
I think it's waning in popularity in general, especially now because people are getting higher quality stuff.
Right.
Another crack?
Let's say Rob? Vaporizer.
Vaporizer, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
No. That's two X's, Rob.
Uh-oh.
You have two X's, Chris?
You gotta send the dumb family member home.
That's right. Fire that cat.
Yeah. No, she has to come give the answer because Rob's got all the X's.
Right.
Okay, let's see here.
Think about what's in the baseball's box.
We said grinder, correct?
We said grinder.
Yeah.
By the way, too, it's a stoner game. I probably asked about the same item six times. So we said this right.
I can tell you right now, you've named items that are on the... You have not named items that are currently on the table in front of us. So.
An ashtray.
Ashtray. Excellent. Way to use your surroundings.
Oh, whoa, whoa, nice. Whoa, whoa. Whoa. You know.
All right. You guys give up on the rest.
I give up.
You got any more?
I do.
You said there's shit fucking around.
Well, okay, what do you want to come up with one more, Rob? We'll do another round. If you guys get all a right, goose egg on this round, we'll kill it.
All right, let's say like a poker.
Poker. Yeah. No. Yeah, like,
no.
No.
Okay.
There's nothing in here for cleaning.
I was going to say Rob's cleaning
out.
Fluid.
Rob's out.
All right, so I got a chance to steal.
Yeah. All right. Back to you, Chris. I guess if you get this wrong, you're both out and nobody gets
the
prize.
I'm thinking outside of the box.
Outside the box.
I'm about to be the retarded family member on TV everybody yells at right now. A bottle of water.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Let's see the rest of the answers up there on the board.
All right.
We had incense.
Wow.
Incense? Okay. Huh?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, Rob. You have incense at home, right?
I do.
We don't have incense here. We're not big incense burners.
Oh, natural. We like the place to smell like pot.
Right.
Hair ties. I cut my hair off.
All right, this list is much suspicious. You have hair ties and no papers, but continue.
Well, they did say that it's primarily for chicks, but a good male stoner would have hair ties because, you know, the same reason I have tampons underneath the sink upstairs.
Boom.
Because you have a period?
Because I'm
once
like,
a month?
Because I'm sensitive like that.
Yeah.
Storage, which, I mean, it's whatever the dispensary gives us.
Oh.
That's a scale. That's something that's in our box, a small scale.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix was on the list. Rob, you're a Netflix user.
See, there's the out-of-the-box answer.
Out of the box. Yeah. Friends, how many of us have that?
What? This list is stupid. I'm officially calling this list stupid.
I don't keep friends around my house, like lampshades.
I said it came to you from brainjet.com. That's not me.
Don't blame Aaron.
No. Eye drops, that is actually something that's in our box,
yes,
but rarely gets used.
Yeah. I have some in my car. I have some in my ass.
Munchies.
Okay. Yeah.
Another thing that was on the table that you guys didn't name, the Twinkies, count as munchies. So, yeah, that's it.
Well, there we go.
Stupid list.
Yeah, there's that list.
Always have munchies on me. The things you always have on you. I can't believe papers is not on that list.
Brain dead, you need to read.
Because what's wrong with kids these days?
Yeah.
Not using papers.
Come on.
Well, that's another thing. Don't ask Walt to roll you a joint. Remember that episode when he rolls up the first joint?
No, Oh, on the, when he's sitting on the toilet?
No. He finds Jesse's shit that he had spilled out earlier all over the counter. There's like a pile on the counter, and he takes
problems
a paper, licks it, puts it like in his palm and puts it on top of the weed and kind of pushes down and rolls on top of it.
Oh, Jesus.
Thinking that it would just roll up the weed. Don't ask Walt to roll your joint or make you a sandwich.
Two things he's horrible at.
It sounds like he'd be a horrible wife.
If you got a giant lizard on this, though, he's your man.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find the show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club.
Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.